I'd like to introduce our guest, FM 2030, who is a noted philosopher, futurist, and author of the book, Are You a Transhuman? Hello, FM.
Delighted to be here sharing the future with you, Nancy.
For as long as humans have been telling stories, we've been spinning tales of immortality. The Greeks wrote of gods who drank ambrosia. Hindu deities indulged in Amrita. The Knights of the Round Table searched for the Holy Grail. Overcoming death, it's a yearning, but we know it's impossible.
Our Creator made us in a way that we can solve our own problems. We can evolve past the mortality being inevitable phase to a period of abundant immortality, a life of abundant duration.
We're living in a time where technology is quickly changing what we can accomplish. Self-driving cars, nanomaterials, 3D printed organs. Could we have life without death?
Now is the time to think about where we want to be headed. What does longevity mean for us?
I'm Catherine Roland, and from Sony Music Entertainment, this is Seeking Season 2. We're looking at what it means to be human and meeting the people challenging the assumption that that means you have to die. We're exploring the anti-death movement and talking with people who believe they can use science and technology to live forever and thereby achieve a comfort mere mortality doesn't allow.
Even if you do believe in an afterlife, you have to ask yourself, does Jesus really want you in heaven to live happily forever? Maybe he wants you here on planet Earth to alleviate suffering through science and technology. So try to stay alive longer.
Whether that's taking fistfuls of supplements, becoming bionic, cryopreserving themselves, or uploading their consciousness to the cloud.
Just because I'm like made of metal and junk doesn't mean that I'm not a person.
I have a regimen of medications, metformin and rapamycin, dasatinib, which is a chemo drug.
In one of those doers, there's four so-called whole body cryopreservation pods. It's also possible to just cryopreserve your brain.
For these seekers, death isn't an inevitability. It's something to transcend. And they're working at the very edge of what they believe is possible, all in the hopes of existing in a future they're convinced will be spectacular.
Things have gotten so much better for humanity. We are healthier. I think we can be happier. If we magnify that into the future, I think we see an even brighter future.
I told my mother, the next time we see each other, I'm going to have taken you out to a wonderful dinner at the best restaurant on the moon of Titan, and you and I will toast to life because we'll be together again.
I'm talking about a world where we may maybe never die, and we even become godlike ourselves.
Season 2 of Seeking, Live Forever, starts May 29th. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
How far do we go? Well, I think we go all the way.